This episode of Keeping Up with the Currents, Real Estate Real Talk, is sponsored by Three Rivers Association of Realtors 2024 Home Expo.
Looking at purchasing a home, but not sure where to start, or you need an update to your existing home and you don't know who to call or trust? Join the Three Rivers Association of Realtors, along with partnerships with the City of Joliet and presenting sponsor Midland States Bank, for a free two-day home expo April 5th from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. and April 6th, 10 till 2 p.m. at the Renaissance Center, 214 North Ottawa Street in Joliet. This free home expo will be open to the public and feature over 50 booths of real estate, housing industry, businesses, as well as local government agencies and nonprofits that support the quest for home ownership. Speak to brokers, lenders, builders, home remodelers, home repair services, credit repair, landscapers, decorators, home inspectors, contractors, and more. Plus, a door prize raffle with a chance to win $10,000. To learn more about this home expo, contact Molly at 815-744-4520 or visit trarealtors.net. This is your year to become a new homeowner or upgrade your home. And it starts at the Three Rivers Home Expo, presented by Midland States Bank.
Welcome to Keeping Up with the Currents, Real Estate Real Talk podcast, where we bring you the latest trends and insights in the world of real estate. I'm your host, Connie Vavra, current chair for the Communications and Technology Committee for Three Rivers Association of Realtors. I'm excited to be here today to discuss the topics that matter most to you. Whether you're a seasoned real estate professional, a first-time homebuyer, or just someone interested in the industry, this podcast is for you. We'll be covering a wide range of topics, from buying and selling properties to real estate investing, property management, and everything else in between. Each episode, we'll be interviewing industry experts, sharing success stories, and exploring the latest trends and technologies that are shaping the real estate landscape. We'll also be answering your questions and addressing the challenges you face when it comes to buying, selling, or managing properties. So whether you're looking to maximize your profits, expand your real estate portfolio, or simply stay informed about the industry, this is the podcast for you. So join us for an exciting journey into the world of real estate. Thanks for tuning in, and let's get started. Today, we're joined with Nora Gruenberg from the Illinois Realtors Government Affairs Program. Nora is one of our many amazing government affairs directors for Illinois Realtors, and we're very happy to have her today to talk a little bit about what is a GAD, what is the GAD program, and a couple upcoming ways that our realtor members can kind of help the government affairs department and get involved with advocacy. Nora, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me, Connie. It's good to be here.
Yes, you've been a longtime friend. We've had so many fun times together. We've cooked together. We've networked together. We've state senatored together.
We have advocated together.
We have been around a few times. So I'm very familiar with all of the amazing things that you guys do, your team and yourself, for the government affairs for Illinois Realtors, our local associations, and of course, our consumers and municipalities. But can you give our consumers and realtor members that aren't that familiar with the program kind of what it means and what the overall goal is for you guys?
You bet. So it is actually quite an honor to be a government affairs director with the Illinois Realtors. We are a team of advocacy experts that work in local government, you know, county and municipal government across the state. And we work for you. We serve our realtor members to make sure that local governments are promoting policies that are good for the real estate industry, because we all know that what is good for the real estate industry is good for communities. Yeah. So we closely monitor agendas and, you know, make sure that we attend meetings and speak on behalf of realtor issues when policies are being proposed that could have an impact on the real estate industry. Oftentimes, that means that we will be opposing policies that could potentially pose a threat to housing affordability, housing access, or just make it more difficult to conduct transactions in a municipality. So we are busy. We are certainly busy. Some of the ways that we do that, this is 100% a team sport, whether we GADs on the Illinois Realtor side are conferring with one another on best practices, or we're working with our government affairs committees and board of directors and other members who step forward and alert us to issues that are happening. We attend these meetings. We do our research. We go line by line through proposed legislation and work hard to negotiate solutions with these municipalities or local governments and really do our best to make sure that everyone is aware of how these policies will interact on real estate transactions.
I think it's so awesome. Sitting on the Government Affairs Committee, I've sat on two of them over the last couple of years, and it's interesting when you do communicate with an elected official, whether it's at the, you know, Senate level, the local municipality level, or even the staff that supports those elected officials. They're getting some of these power bills that are just word heavy. Like, they're so big, they're so clunky, and when they're getting, what, thousands of them a year, mm-hmm. it's really hard for them as an elected official to do what you do on that granular level and go line by line and say, you know, the name of the bill is this, and that sounds great. But when you peel back, like almost like an onion, you peel back like a layer or two, and you're like, oh, well, there's an implication to the consumer in that municipality, in that market. Now we're talking about, you know, added taxing bodies or adding, you know, financial burden to someone. And these consumers, right? I'm a consumer, you're a consumer, we're all homeowners and we all live in a municipality. We're not understanding what's happening at that level because they're not, that information is just so, there's just so much of it out there. So having, there's 12?
Eight of us right now.
Eight government affairs directors to really, and you guys all kind of man certain territories.
Yes.
You shift a little bit, which is nice because it kind of keeps that freshness, but you build those relationships with those elected officials and that staff and support staff. So when you do see those bills or you do see things come up on the agendas for the town hall meetings and, you know, even like school boards and stuff like that, I mean, it's really interesting. You're able to kind of connect with that elected official or that elected official's office and say, hey, I'm not sure if they were aware of the unintended consequences of that bill. We like this part of the language and that will serve consumers very well. But the middle part or the end part of that, mm-hmm. you kind of might want to look at changing that policy a little bit more to help get that passed through to where it makes sense.
Nailed it.
Because it's not just protecting our industry as realtors, right? Our
it's
compensation.
The community. The ripple effect is tremendous.
Exactly.
And you said it. It's unintended consequences. And, you know, everyone is kind of in their lane doing their work. And you said another magic word, staff. The staff of these local governments, they work very hard. Everyone is working in what they feel is in the best service of their community. But the unintended consequences, it's something that people are not always aware of. Everything is very interconnected.
Yeah.
And it's become just so amazing to me to see how connected to the real estate industry so many other facets of community life is. So, yeah it's really providing that education, becoming that trusted expert in that field and having those relationships so that you can call the staff, the elected official. I mean, you know, we want to work with our local governments to help them to understand how all of these pieces will fit together and impact their communities too.
That's absolutely true. And like you said, it's a team sport. It takes the government affairs department, you guys, it takes the realtor members, it takes the consumers, and it takes the elected officials and their staff to come together and say, red, blue, purple, green, whatever color you're representing, whatever party, political party, whatever agenda, we put all that aside. We look at the true hard facts of what is presented to us and say, what is the overall arching goal and what is the overall outcome of that? And is it in the best interest of the majority population for that municipality?
Again, well said. I really, partisan politics falls away when you're dealing with these issues. It really becomes a non-issue, especially on the municipal level.
Yeah.
Partisan politics is really not a factor. It really, everyone, I really do believe that people are doing their best and doing what they think is right. And sometimes you get hung up on what you think is a great idea and you don't always want to hear what you know, the unintended consequences may be. So that's where the relationship building really becomes so important, so that, again, we want our local municipal partners to view us as the experts, that, you know, we're doing the research. We have a vast network and team working on these issues. We see these things happening and, you know, coming to fruition all over the state. So we are the experts, and this is, you know, again, everyone's trying to solve the problems in their communities, mm-hmm. and you think you have a magic bullet, but every action has an equal and opposite reaction. So it's just very important to take things carefully, slowly, and, you know, really be thoughtful and intentional about how you're rolling out policies. So, yes, you have been a great partner in this kind of work, and it's really nice to be able to share with listeners how intensive this can be.
Yeah, and I am just so grateful to have not only you as a government affairs director for Illinois Realtors, but the whole fact that Illinois Realtors has this program available for the realtor party, but also our municipalities, our consumers, our residents, and like, because there's so many things that I also didn't realize should be on my radar when you're thinking about real estate transactions that could have had a pretty bad implication later on in, you know, down the windpipe of it once it became law, right?
Like, absolutely.
You can't, you know, really undo it as easy once it becomes, you know, truth. So with that being said, you've worked on a lot of really great, you know, programs. You've helped a lot of municipalities kind of straighten things up a little bit, make them cleaner, easier. I think recently you've been working on something in Plainfield. Tell us about that.
Oh, Plainfield. Talk about a team sport. So Plainfield recently proposed legislation that would roll out restrictive rental ordinances and a crime-free ordinance. And our objections to that were that the costs were too burdensome, that their inspections program was unwieldy and really not very clear. And of course, we just writ large oppose crime-free language and actually have legislation on the state level that would roll back crime-free ordinances statewide. So our objections were many, and we did have an ad hoc group working together, some residents of Plainfield and some of our Three Rivers leadership, working to go line by line through the legislation. We worked with the partners, our partners at Plainfield, tried to negotiate some language changes. And again, you know, the staff worked very hard on this and were convinced that their language was suitable despite our many warnings that it was going to unleash so many unintended consequences, driving out local landlords, really kind of creating more of the problems that they were trying to resolve. So we launched a call for action program with our members. If listeners are not already enrolled in the Realtor Party Mobile Alerts program, text REALTORS to 30644. And what that does, it allows Illinois Realtors to communicate with members of communities where major legislation is happening. We do all of the research, we prep the message, and we set it up so that all you have to do is when you receive that text message or email, all you have to do is fill out your personal information, click send, and it goes right to whoever will be voting on this issue, whether it's the mayor, your trustee, your council person. You will not get spammed with texts or emails. It's only when there's a vote on the line. And the elected officials of Plainfield did receive our messages, quite a few of them. And the message was received, and it really had a positive impact. So between that personal outreach to these elected officials and attending meetings, speaking up, making public comments, we were able to prevent the passage of that bill. And of course, that is one battle, that is not the war. We will continue to work with the Village of Plainfield on policy language that will really cover their bases and, you know, fulfill their needs while not having that host of negative consequences that we, anticipate with the previous language. So it was certainly gratifying to know that by working together, we were able to prevent really a potentially negative outcome, but the work is not over. And that's the thing with this job, is the work really never ends. It's constant, but that's what makes it exciting, is continuing the effort of educating, you know, the policymaking bodies of local governments, educating our members, educating the public, and making sure that people understand how root down the impact the real estate industry has on the community.
I think that's super awesome, and that's definitely a good win for Plainfield in general, residents, realtor members that are doing business in there. That definitely is, and you brought knowledge to them. It wasn't, we don't like it. This is why
it was going to increase the cost of housing across the board. It was not. It's again the land of unintended consequences.
Yeah,
I love your passport.
And now a quick break for our featured safety tip. Each episode, we will feature one safety tip sponsored by the National Association of Realtors. Here's today's safety tip for you realtor members.
Have a plan in place if an emergency should occur in the office. Talk to your local fire department about office-appropriate fire and evacuation drills, and ensure that everyone in the office knows the protocol.
So the government affairs program, you guys are busy every day. I know you work a million hours. I can call you, email you, and you're always responding. And I know your team is like that as well. I think you guys probably wake up every day and it's like, oh, look at what this municipality is doing. Or here's another problem child I got to call in, you know, have that conversation. But how can realtor members help the government affairs directors continue the work that's being done? The text,
those text are realtors to 30644 to get in our Realtor Party mobile alert program. That is step one for sure. Step two, just let us know what's happening. If you encounter an issue, like you said, Connie, we're responsive to phone calls and emails, and I never mind taking calls from members who are experiencing issues, because that, you know, we can read all of the agendas in the municipalities we cover all day long, and that's a very helpful tool. But nothing is more helpful than hearing from a member saying, this is what's happening right now.
Yeah.
Because that really drives home the urgency and how it is impacting the community in real time.
And I think the third way could be an upcoming yearly event that we do, Capital Conference, Springfield, so Illinois. It's actually how I started my leadership journey. I visited 9 years ago. This will be my 10th Capital Conference.
Happy anniversary.
I know, right? Well, it's funny. I was in real estate, and if you're a realtor member, this is a story you want to hear because you want to know why you should go. 9 years ago, I was at a real estate firm. I was doing a ton of foreclosures, and I just kept looking around my office thinking, there's got to be more. There's got to be a group of people that are like me, that are in the same type of work that I'm doing right now. I wanted to expand more. I had no idea, and I kept getting these annoying emails. Gosh, so many emails. Come to Capital Conference. And I'm like, all right. So I signed up all by myself. I knew no one. You go down to Springfield. I boarded this bus at Main Street, and this is how green I was. So not that long ago, boarded the bus at Main Street. I had never even been to the association headquarters. I had no idea where it was in Downers Grove. This was for the association I was at that time. But you come through Rivers, they have the buses and things like that. But I boarded it. I get down there. There's 700 strangers. I'm like standing in line to get into the Capital Conference. I'm like holding my books like a little schoolgirl. I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't know anybody. I look to the girl behind me. We're now really good friends to this day. It was her first time down there too. We became friends. I came back after Capital Conference the next day and I called the association. I was like, I have no idea what I just attended. It was It was wild. I've never been to the Capitol building. I had never seen anything like it. Government and politics have never been my wheelhouse. I'm in it now. This is an unintended consequence of being a realtor.
This is a positive unintended reaction
to being in real estate. But I remember I called back and I was like, I need to get more involved. It was just so eye-opening, the things that were happening in the industry, in our communities, municipalities, that I had no idea that were happening, because I was just going about my day. Just another transaction. Not realizing that one extra voice, my one extra voice, went to the powers and numbers. And when I go down to the Capitol and when I network with elected officials, they're like, oh, here with the realtor party? Ooh, we love you guys, but man, you guys are scary, because they know we come in numbers. And that text thing that Nora's talking about, they're not going to spam you. It's only when something very important in your municipality, in your market area is happening, because it's all based off of your location of living, it's going to, you know, ask you just to send in that quick email, that quick text. And those elected officials, they love them, because when they see, you know, hundreds and thousands of those messages come through, they know that they have a problem and they need to be looking a little bit deeper into that situation. There's something that they're not understanding.
Right.
And that prompts them to reach out. If we, you know, we've probably already been reaching out to them, but that call to action that we're asking, that's what's, it's almost like their wake up call. They're like, oh, I guess we should call Nora back.
Well, and our state house lobbyists work so hard to make sure that they have great relationships with the elected officials, that they are the recognized experts on, you know, real estate policy. And when they do come to the table, they know that our state house lobbyists are well-researched, that they know what they're talking about, and they want to negotiate and they want to find common ground. So
yeah,
we're really excited about Capitol Conference. We have great events. You know, Illinois Realtors has quarterly events. We have conferences that are always great, but Capitol Conference is my absolute favorite, because it is a wild ride. It's, you never know exactly what's going to happen, because the schedule in Springfield is so fluid. The legislative schedule changes day by day, their committee schedules. So really it's an alchemical experiment, trying to make sure that we are able to get some face time with our legislators to share our concerns, share our issues. And Connie, like you said, it's the numbers, that 750 people showing up, holding their realtor signs, descending en masse into the Capitol and visiting with their senators and their representatives. It sends a message that realtors care, that they take the time and they do the research and they really understand the issues here. So for this year, the state house lobbyists have been working on a housing package to aid home buyers, to fill the missing middle, to address the housing shortage, to remedy discriminatory local housing laws. And we're so excited to support them in this endeavor by coming down April 10th. Get on the bus. You can go to the Three Rivers website. That is trarealtors.net. If you go to events, you will find a flyer. Jump on the bus. You can get a ride down to Springfield with your friends and meet us down there. You will be guided through the Capitol by one of your GADs, hopefully me, but, you know, again, we're a fluid bunch too, and we have up to 700 realtors that we're going to be working with. Our state legislative coordinators, our SLCs, will be on hand to help us down there that day. The fun starts at 8 a.m. with a pre-show with breakfast at the Bank of Springfield Center. Then it'll be followed up with the Capitol conferencing program from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. And then we go to the Capitol, and I cannot wait. And then the evening will end with the Lobby Day reception at the Illinois Realtors by Centennial Plaza from 4 to 6 p.m. It actually may even go a little beyond 6. Sometimes the legislators, you know, their schedule may not cooperate exactly, so they might come in a little bit late. So depending on what you have going on, it is a full day of adventure. I really cannot wait. So please go to the Three Rivers website, get more information, come on down on the bus, or you can drive down the night before and attend the YPN and the Realtor of the Year events. It's such a great time, and it really is so powerful to see so many realtors coming down to Springfield to advocate for our issues. It's amazing.
It's a really good event, and I love the day before plug. If you're coming down for Roadie Realtor of the Year, which is April 9th, I do encourage you to come a little bit earlier at 2:30 at the Illinois Realtors building down there in the Bicentennial Plaza up on the top floor. It's a beautiful space there we have. We're going to be doing the YPN for Illinois Realtors yearly event there. We have Betsy Urbans, who's going to be speaking. The topic is
brilliant.
She's so good. She's a little terrifying sometimes, but she's so good. Just because she's so knowledgeable, brilliant. And I'm like, oh, yeah. I don't want to scare.
That's the kind of lawyer you want to have, though.
I know, right? A little terrifying, but super, super nice and wonderful. Friendly. She's doing a program called That Was Then, This Is Now. This is going to be super relevant to what we are facing in the settlements and business dealings and practices for realtor members moving forward. That's 2:30 on April 9th. You'll have to drive yourself that day. Otherwise, definitely register either way on Three Rivers bus. If you are doing the Three Rivers bus, it is going to be arriving.
If you are going to take the bus from Three Rivers, it arrives in Springfield at 9:30. So you may miss some of the pre-programming stuff, but you'll be there in time for breakfast and for the start of the main programming. So worry not. The bus ride is fun. Everyone has a great time. Games, food. It's a party. So definitely do not worry about missing anything. We just make sure that we get the doors open early for people staying the night before so they can get registered and ready for the day. And it's a great time. So whether you drive yourself down on the 9th to attend the YPN and Realtor of the Year events, or you come down on the bus, just know that you are going to be well taken care of.
Perfect. Love it. Thank you so much, Nora, for today's conversation. I have the utmost respect for the GAD program, for you, for sure. I don't know how you guys deal with some of the issues and people you have to deal with, but
it's the best job, Connie. It really is.
You're the best person for it, for sure.
I love it. I love this job. I love the challenges. I love the wins, and I love creating solutions. So believe me, every day I feel so lucky to do this work.
Well, thank you again on behalf of the realtor members and as a municipality resident as well. Thank you so much for protecting my home.
My
kids, thank you. And I thank you for being here today with us. And I look forward to seeing everyone April 9th and or 10th in Springfield, Illinois.
Oh, see you there.
Thank you for joining us on another episode of Keeping Up with the Currents. Real Estate Real Talk with your host Connie Vafra from the Three Rivers Association of Realtors. Whether you're a seasoned professional or a home buyer, we're here to provide you with valuable insights and expert advice to make informed decisions. Don't forget to explore the wealth of resources and support available on the Three Rivers website. Whether you're a real estate professional or home buyer in the market, we're here to empower you with the latest trends and expert advice. Thank you for being a part of our real estate community. And remember, at Keeping Up with the Currents, we're here to guide you through the ever-changing tides of the real estate market. Happy house hunting and successful deals to all.